Now, when you're talking about reconfiguring the bins, that's what's involved there?
Well, a concrete bin is 100 feet high usually, and at the base of it, the base is tapered so that the grain flows to, in a lot of cases, just out the bottom.
Like a hopper car.
Like a hopper car, and it doesn't build up on the sides as little as possible anyway. The way as to spouts, they would have openings in the bottoms, in the sloped portion of the base, that would be directing grain to where the grain cleaning machines are. You may have four openings in the bottom of a bin base going to four different machines. Well, when we put in the new cleaning machines, they were in different locations than the existing ones. So those openings, the existing openings, had to be completely patched. The base of the bin had to be reconfigured as far as slopes and the direction of flow, so that the grain would go to where the new machines were going. So that was a large portion of the project. It probably took 7 or 8 months to do that work. There was a company called Master Blaster in Vancouver that did that work for us. And they're a pretty big company out there. And they looked after all the security for it as well, as far as drawing up the procedures for safety. One thing that, with regard, used to come every Friday, Thursday or Friday, to do an inspection on the site. And, you know, when you've got 50 or 60 workers, you can't keep an eye on them all the time. So due diligence is important. Mm-hmm. But I know they've said to me on a couple of times, you know, you must be paid really well because your neck is stuck out so far as being sued, you know, if somebody ever got hurt. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't really thought about it that seriously until they said that, but you do the best you can and hope for the best. And I was lucky that nobody got hurt seriously, you know, during all my career.